ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ. This is the ARRL audio news for Friday, October 4th, 2024. Amateur radio is proving critical in areas hard hit by Hurricane Helene. ARRL Sierra Harrop, W5DX, has more.
Over 200 people have been killed and many more are still missing. Widespread devastation has damaged the power grid and roads, and many residents are without cell phone service and other utilities. For several days, radio communications were the only means of passing information. Ham radio continues to play a significant role in the situation. North Carolina had the biggest impact. Hams there are serving with North Carolina Oxcom embedded with first responder communications personnel all over the state. Elsewhere, Winlink, which provides email over amateur radio, has been used heavily in the recovery, showing that modern technology integrates well with the amateur radio service. Significant stories of the response from individual hams are emerging, particularly from those who've created pop-up nets to pass health and welfare traffic. Using mountaintop repeaters that have robust power backups, HF frequencies, and Winlink, ham radio operators are putting their time, talents, and personal gear to good use. The local news media in affected areas has connected with several radio amateurs to highlight their work. For example, CBS 17 in Raleigh reported on Van Lee, KM4TC, who helped families trying to get information on loved ones. In Charlotte, Queen City News told the story of Dan Gitro, K2DMG, who's been providing information to hams and current conditions to them, as well as passing along messages to loved ones. Countless other hams have stepped up by passing traffic and providing information. Amateur radio has been serving communities even before the storm hit. The Hurricane Watch Net, VoIP Hurricane Net, and WX4NHC, the amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center, were all active as the storm churned towards Florida. In the 25 hours the nets were active, hams passed along over 100 surface reports that were used by forecasters to make more informed decisions about the storm. While commercial communications networks and utilities are increasingly more resilient, Hurricane Helene has demonstrated that amateur radio is a critical partner that works when all else fails. Sierra Harrop, W5DX, Newington.
Thanks, Sierra. ARRL will continue to provide you with updates, and if you have any information to share about amateur radio and its response to Helene, send it to news@arrl.org.